Микрофоны готовы?
Okay, microphones are ready.
Первый вопрос.
First question.
Ну, женщины.
Ladies, please. Okay, turn on the microphone, please. Rav, in the last lesson, you said that the point in the heart is revealed in between two forces. So this is the question then. Thanks to what does it grow? And what is it comprised from, actually?
The point in the heart is the beginning point that's like a drop of semen. All the rest joins that point in the heart by absorbing from its surroundings, from the friends. What's going on with the microphone? Why are you playing with it?
What are we taking from the environment?
Only positive qualities, that's all. Arvut, what's it for? In order to absorb from the environment everything good in it.
This cup can measure the point, which is now a macroscopic point, and then it grows bigger and bigger?
If he connects with the group and is working along with it, then as a result, everything that happens in the connection connects to his point in the heart.
We're sent to the Creator. He gives us strength. He takes it away from us.
The light gives and takes forces according to the person's actions.
And if a person feels himself like a rug, like he's flying in the wind,
when he feels himself as a rag, this is already good. It means that from that moment on, he can stop being a rag. First, there is recognition of evil, that the ego controls him. Then, an additional recognition that he understands that if he is an egoist, then from above he's being played with. And until all the filth will be drawn out of that rag, then when he starts understanding who and what, he acquires freedom of choice and begins to solve this issue together with the collective.
Can it be said that man in man, this is the accumulative force which takes what he acquires from the environment?
I said it five minutes ago.
Thanks. In the morning lesson, before the reading of the Zohar, once you said that you can think about anything you want to, even book or pearl thing, and I asked for, and then that desire disappeared, it faded away. So the question is, what is this? Is something random, or how does it work?
You want that to happen to you every lesson? So wait, I won't, you know what, I won't answer more than that. If I'll say something like that again, then make a wish, okay?
Thank you very much. I have a question to you about our advancement. Well, if I'm taking into consideration the fact that we're all in different degrees of our evolution, of our spiritual degree, so can we, during this convention, through our exertion and our intention to make it so, that part of our friends, let's say 10 of them, like in a complete patsuf, to help those people to cross the machsom so that later on those people will draw all the rest after them? Or if we can't do that and we can only be together, can only all of us together cross the Machsom?
No, not everyone together. It isn't with the absolute amount of everyone together, no. We're hundreds of thousands, in fact, in the world. I think it's actually much more. But let's say that's the amount. And we're not talking about this quantity or who to choose and who chooses. It's not me who chooses. And this is in accordance with the plan of creation, which I can't accurately estimate because you have to be at the end of correction. And only from there you can see the entire system. We simply have to keep moving forward. You all felt that what we did in this convention was very special. We made actually a very big step. We have positioned ourselves within the mother's womb, just like you put an egg in the incubator. We've done that. Now we have to force the upper light to work on us. And this is done through our efforts. After we will leave this place and we will take part in the lessons and our weekly gatherings of friends, at least twice a week we have workshops. It's a cumulative process. An accumulation of all our efforts. This is what is supposed to happen very fast, also in accordance with how it happens in the world. On the outside world and within ourselves, the pressure hasn't sufficiently been collected to a birth. A birth means the minimal sum total of unified desires. Then we'll truly feel that it has already took form within us. Really, I haven't dreamt of something like this being so successful in this convention, but I think that in the near future this should happen. Since the world, the place where the world is moving, and I always kind of take a step ahead of the process because I see where it's leading. So sometimes I actually make mistakes. It could be in a number of years, but I don't know. In spirituality, it's not like how it works in the corporeal world. I think that it's supposed to happen in the near future, in one of our next conventions. It could also happen outside of a convention. However, you see that this kind of a convention is really, really something that bears fruit. Bringing so many people to such an awareness, consciousness, and sensation of connection and a mutual experience can't be done otherwise. That's why our world was created the way it is. And we have this opportunity. So at least let's thank the Creator for this. Look what it did with us.
Rav, my name is Maxim. I'm from Odessa. My question is, in order to start any action, a prayer, or a lesson, or a workshop, I need to gather the desires of the friends to connect them, to somehow think of connecting them into myself. You try to do it time after time, and it fades away. Time after time, again, it fades away. Those attempts, are they the right attempts? Should I continue doing them or what?
Only continue. Just continue. There's nothing else to do besides that. Later, it will start accumulating and in the options to connect with the friends, you'll suddenly see how much you reject them, hate them, and so on. One time like this, the other time like that, and the extremes and polarity will grow.
Thank you very much. I'm Yulia from Peter. Rav, please tell me, What is joy and how can I always work in joy, in happiness?
Today we spoke about the sense of confidence, the sense of danger that a person must feel. It's when the sense of time disappears in him, because then this constancy that he feels is what allows him to start being outside of time, meaning to start feeling the upper world, in which there are no flaws and no lacks and no transitions. So it's a constant, continuous feeling. It happens gradually. Joyfulness, we spoke about it today as well, man's confidence in advancing towards the goal. There needs to be a reason, such as joy, for what you feel. I don't feel that I can solve any problem or direct myself correctly by myself and be in concern. Then probably something is incorrect. Joyfulness is the result of good deeds, of correct intentions.
Hello, during the study, everything changes. We had workshops and then all of a sudden virtual workshops and so on. Which place of the individual work with the book takes in this whole thing, with this work with the source?
But why?
In the group.
Where else do you solve the problem? The problem of creating the sense of feeling the spiritual world within me, only with the group. What's the benefit of sitting on my own and studying? Sometimes you need to better understand or what's happening with me. At the end, it is required. I won't deny it. It's you should read the materials again and again at home, not just the serious heavy materials like tests and drawings and all that, but letters, articles as well, Bala Sulam, Rabash.
So in any case, the priorities is, it has changed in that perspective.
No, I wouldn't say that personally. I think that in order for me to better later understand what I'm supposed to do in the group, for the group, for that you can study. You can learn. If not, what else do you study for? And also, it's not just what for. It can also push you back. You'll think that you are so smart, that you understand everything, that it's all good, and then thus, instead of potion of life, you'll get the potion of death. You know, it's like this symbol of medicine. It's the poison of the snake. It could be poison or it could be the basis of the medicine. So the same thing here. We have to approach it with great care and intention.
I would have liked to thank everyone who participated in the workshops for their great efforts in the circles. And I want to ask, what does it mean to speak from the integral source, the integral point of connection, how to feel it, how to hold on to it during the workshop. During the workshop, am I in a constant prayer for the Creator to open up my heart and allow me to hear my friends? Is that it?
The conclusion is correct, to allow you to hear the friends. But eventually, the kli, the vessel in which the Creator is revealed, is that. So, turning to the Creator from your personal point, there's no point in that. What are you asking for? Fill up my point. Okay, so please, What you feel right now is what there is. Meaning it's impossible. It's not even reasonable. It doesn't make sense. It's incorrect. If you ask not for connecting all the elements of the Kli into one. The Kli has to have its minimum volume in which you'll feel the first discovery of the Creator of the Upper Light. Therefore, your phrase, your sentence has to be built correctly. What are you asking for and how and so on.
So as I understand it, it is not this integral point you're speaking of from which we have to speak. Meaning it doesn't mean that I am speaking and asking that I will hear the friends. Rather, these are two different things, right?
From your attempt to connect with others, this futile attempt to connect with others, from that you have to cry out. From feeling that attempt.
How to rise about the feeling of hatred towards the others? Upset, hatred, anger.
There's a lot of work there. Yeah. It's not simple. It's hard to say what to start from. Self-love, self-confidence, pride, like, I know everything, I know it all, I understand. All of that is working in such a subconscious level that it doesn't allow you to see anything properly. It's hard. You go into the group, you immediately rule out everyone else. Everyone else is worthless. I know and understand everything. This is a healthy ego when it's in its corrected state. But until you correct it, you'll have to eat a lot of filth. What to do? Well, in principle, it takes time. Time heals. On the condition that you constantly keep studying. Doesn't matter what are the situations and relationships in the group, you try to calm yourself down as although you always kind of try to be higher. But if you systematically try to continue doing what's written in the sources, at the end of the day it will help. But what's most important here is the patience. It could take many years. Yes.
Hello. Hello, dear teacher. About time. Can it be that we do not attain the unity only because we can't simultaneously yearn for it? Because individually, every one of us felt that great unity. Perhaps we all have to do it simultaneously.
Time is a deficit of this world. It's one of the flaws of this world, time. If I felt myself, we spoke about it today, if I felt myself completely confident, with lack of danger, where there's nothing, almost no difference between my state today, where everything is temporary and transient, and the next state, say, in 20 or 50 or 1,000 years ago, if I didn't go through changes, I wouldn't feel time. And what does it mean? It means that no state would be better than another state. But how could this happen? It can happen if I have complete trust in the Creator. Because then states can vary, yet I totally don't care what happens and how they change. Then time disappears. Beloved student.
Прошу.
Роман.
I'm from Ukraine. Hello. I have this question. During the workshop, it was said, well, we spoke of how can we, in the point in the heart, to connect the points of the hearts of the friends in order to feel that quality, in order to feel more and strongly, in order to reveal, to feel, to attain. How can I do that, and how can I intensify the quality of this feeling inside a group?
In no way, Maxim. No. You will only be able to do it if you integrate in your friends and not include them in your heart. You have to go out towards them, not to try to pull them into yourself. The point in the heart has no volume. You can't put anything into it. It only exists in order to begin coming out of yourself into them.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Ina from Israel. I have an egoistic question. Is there advancement without any dissents?
No. Couldn't happen. What to do? Learn how to fall.
How?
Well, like a kid, constantly falls down. Later, he learns how to walk without falling. Meaning, in recognizing that the descents are critical. You know how many ups and downs I went through in these 3 days with you? You think I'm just constantly always alert and there's nothing happening inside. You think I'm like a rock. Trust me, it's a bit more than anyone else here. Up, down, in any direction you want. You have to learn gradually how to work with it, although it's truly not simple. But later on you will feel, in the descents, a complete loss of memory, emotions, orientation. Every time it'll happen in a different way. It's not always doesn't always happen with everything. But you'll forget such things that it's like you wouldn't see how it's possible. But it's just a blackout. But once you recognize, you realize that what is happening to you is that you're being reformatted. Your inner qualities are being formatted. Then you feel satisfaction at the same time. You even like the process, because that process brings benefit.
I'm not afraid from those descents, only I don't know how to do it in the first time.
Ah, you want to fall, but you don't know how. So make one step towards the group, and then you'll feel it. The light doesn't work against one individual. It works against an individual only in bringing them to the group. And then it says, here's your freedom of choice. And the freedom is about starting to be a servant, a slave to that group. That's freedom.
Hello, Rav. So we already have friends going back homes. We have friends from Riga who made beautiful bookmarks, and they simply wanted to express their love to you, and that the force of the Riga group will always be with you.
Thank you. I have many in the drawers. In the meantime, it's drawers because I don't have anywhere to put it, but let's hope that we'll have a new building soon and it will be ours, and then we can create a museum. I have a huge amount of souvenirs and materials from Rabash and Baal HaSulam, and our materials that have accumulated over the years. It'll be very interesting. I hope I can invite you there.
Now, there's another question. There's Konstantin Kalchintov from our group. It says integral book education on this bookmark. And I would like to give him this gift from the whole world, Kli, because he invests himself and his love and everything he's got so much. There's no one else like him. I'm Tamara from Moscow. You speak a lot about the fact that we have to invest in each other in order to receive a greater desire. And at the same time, you're saying,
let him, wait a minute. These are two different bookmarks. What will I give him? He's already coming. Okay, well, he himself should pick one. What do you pick?
Okay. I chose one. Thank you so much.
This person indeed puts a lot of efforts. He came to Israel more than once for a training session and really...
So my question is about the system of support. You say a lot that we have to get organized. And when the group is asking how to do that, then you tell us you have to solve it by yourself. But still, I want to ask for your advice, recommendation, for your guidance, for that system of mutual help. How is this mechanism supposed to work more or less so that the friends will be able to help each other? We had some attempts before the convention. We have all those charts we filled. What did I do for the group and so on? What else can you recommend to invent so that it will be accessible to as many people as possible? Because when I ask, for many people, this form is very complicated.
I don't understand anything about that. I know what it's supposed to do, but how to actually operate it in this world, I don't know. I don't know anything, the last thing about the internet. Besides, you know, basic things, basic browsing and Word and using Word, I don't know anything. I don't know. People say that you can simultaneously speak to 10 people. I'm not familiar with it. Really, you're asking me about things technical things that I don't know.
What concerns me is, again, we had a very powerful convention. Everyone will go back home, and I'm afraid that we won't have that system of mutual support.
So make an agreement between yourselves.
Between whom? How?
Between yourselves. I don't know.
Can you give us a hint, something?
No. You yourselves have to solve this problem of how will we not lose what we found. You have to do it because otherwise I don't know. Every second that I was with my teacher, I kept kind of like memorizing, looking, reviewing, filtering material. I did everything possible in order to absorb and preserve and become a system. I didn't have any other people to connect with, but if I had, then how not to do it? How can you not do it? We have to make it so that when we disperse, we don't just not lose each other, but that the distance will actually multiply, intensify our connection that we feel today. Right now, we feel kind of bonded in a mutual feeling that we went through together. Look how much we went through here. So much has been working through us and with us and so on. And if, despite the distances, we will remain with the same sense of connection, unity, and this mutual experience that we have now, we would fly high several spiritual degrees, not one. So at least hold on to this place and not fall. You understand? As of tomorrow, in a few hours, I'm flying away. And from tomorrow, I'm restarting my regular routine daily lessons, and then you won't have this kind of excitement from some additional source. You'll have to feed yourself with it. A bit from what you get from us in the lesson, but it's not the same energy, mass, and current and voltage that you have here. This is your work. I'm sorry, but it's impossible otherwise. You put a child to teach him how to walk, and he has to start walking. You know, he's crying, he doesn't know how, but he has to start. What do you intend to do?
I wasn't talking about the system itself. Rather, I'm talking about a system which will force us to make such an exertion.
So decide it between yourselves. I can't create it. So there's a question. In the last 15 or 18 years that I lead this Bnei Baruch group, Sasha Demidov is with me from 1991. That's already 21 years. And so on. Why didn't I do it before? Because I cannot engage in that. I cannot. I can't. I don't have the hands to do it. The hands can't move. Because this will rob you of your free choice and you won't get anything. If I go into this, that's it. You'll stay on your same level. You'll simply become Hasids. You know what Hasids are? Those who like dancing on the streets. And that's it. I'm serious. Nothing deeper will ever happen to you. You'll be happy. Yeah, we've come together. We danced. We sang. We ate. And that's it. So now, in this moment, the moment after the convention is the most important. I always warn about it, but I never do more than that. And I always kind of drive away calmly so that no one pay attention to me. Because you have to now say goodbye, knowing that you're not saying goodbye. Well, you still have a few hours to solve this question. Without it, really, it's a shame. It's a shame for all your efforts. This is very serious. How to preserve this charge, this energy, emotional energy, and inner energy? How to not lose it? It will disperse gradually. At first, you'll be sorry about it, you'll be sad, but then you'll forget, and you'll become, again, you can make every day like that. You don't have to be, to cling to me all the time. The group can feed itself and move forward, but this requires doing it already. What's going on with you? I am very concerned about that. Why do you think I'm working on this? It's like you educate children and then they suddenly get lost. But it bothers me a lot, but I can't get involved in that.
In the end of the last workshop, you said that we have to engage in this work always. So we started such a work in our group 2 years ago when we started working with the stimulator every day after the Rabash article. We had questions, we took them, and twice or three times a week we did such a work for a year and a half. And it led to seemingly good results, such depth and mutual connection, but there was a limit to it. All of a sudden, everything froze and didn't advance anymore. Something was missing. What was missing?
Connection. you weren't able to delve deeper in order to rise higher. What was missing is that mass. You were working with that mass that you had, and in order to join greater mass for, to you, how do we translate oviut? The oviut of the thickness of the desire. There's root, 1, 2, 3, 4 phases. Altogether 5 levels of desire. And he simply didn't want to go down to the next level. You were settled with what you had, therefore you were discussing things and you got some results and so on, and everything was nice and comfortable, and that's it. If you are not working on unity, then there's nothing to work on eventually. You don't have that mass that you need in order to always correct. It doesn't, this new mass, it doesn't even show you what needs to be done, how, what, for what purpose. You don't see what to work on. So what's left is just naked texts with some, you know, some fixes and some external work only, not inner work.
Hello, I'm Erica from Kiev. A practical question. I need a practical advice about dissemination. Many of us learn how to be instructors in the integral education. And from my experience, I, as a woman, I can teach only together with a man. Yeah, I can't teach alone.
You have these rules, yeah?
It's true. We do need men's support. In my case, I do it with my husband, but it doesn't matter. Let's say there's this situation. Today it's Wednesday, a lesson, a workshop, an excitement. We read an article in the evening. We woke up the next day, and today in the evening I have to go through an exam or to give a lecture to people and convey that love to them. I want to convey that love to them in advance. I'm prepared to it a night before to come to them. So I wake up. I connect to this friend I have to prepare the lecture with. We prepare it together. We prepare it all day long. We support each other. And in half an hour, we have to go to give a lecture. And then all of a sudden, we have nothing to say. And we're afraid. This whole love for people disappears. It's a nightmare. What do you do then?
Me? In these cases, I take Simeon Vinokur with me. Stand up, stand up.
Seriously?
No, seriously. Seriously, I took him with me to here. In the last moment, it was decided that he'll come because I need someone to kind of, you know, support me, to whisper, to kind of touch me. You know, things run out of my head much more than what it happens to you. Not because I'm older. This is just how it's supposed to happen. And the confidence from him, and he can tell you that it's like that. I don't know what to say, how to say, what will we talk about, what will the workshop be about, how could it be, you know, I don't know what direction, where to take it, tell me something. And it happens to everyone who's engaged in spiritual work, not only to us, but to great Kabbalists, wrote about this. Well, we can send you quotes, they wrote about this from their life, you'll see that you're a Kabbalist too.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you. Another practical advice. Since I prepare with a man, in my case, my husband, advice to women, can we ask friends? Can we ask friends with whom we go out to raise the importance of dissemination in their eyes?
If I go out with my spouse, what does it matter if I go with whom I go? We're going together to inspire the people, and there we should have a list of recommendations of how to do it and how to build the material properly. Some people, you know, have this automatically. They just feel it and it somehow works. According to this you know, the laws of human psychology. They have an inner understanding of it. Just like, you know, when you create movies or other creations, when there's some beginning, middle, end, where you have people have to be inspired, and with some main scene in the middle and so on. We have to check that your lecture really works like that, so people don't think that, you know, that in the middle of the lecture it's already the end and they'll walk out or something. They have to be constantly in suspense. And so all of this has to be built. And of course, the interaction between you, especially if it's a man and a woman doing it together, you can work in very, very interesting channels and awaken in every person the inner woman and the inner man.
Now, last question. We have a plan. We prepare according to plan. And perhaps we are capable of going out and convey that love. But when we learn this booklet, we understand that the mind stands in our way strongly.
True. If you go out to a lecture and you don't know exactly what you're going to talk about besides the subject, and that subject is really inside of you, that is the best thing.
I'm Anton from Peter. I have a question about prayer, about the feeling within me. Is that the prayer?
Yes, unfortunately.
Every feeling?
Yes, unfortunately, every feeling.
To feel the Creator means to feel in me utter love?
No, I don't know what is absolute love for you, but unconditional. But yeah, unconditional love is the Creator. But what do you mean by unconditional love?
The quality of utter love and bestowal, as you say.
Well, we don't really understand what it means. We love everything that's good for us. That's not the Creator. The Creator means everything that's opposite to it. Loving everything that's bad. That's the Creator.
So, I pray to that quality. What does it mean?
What quality?
The quality of love and bestowal.
The quality of love and bestowal that fills up the whole of reality is hidden from you. And you want it to appear in you. You want it to lead you, to guide you, to rule you. Just like right now, the egoistic force in the world rules you. You wish the other force, the altruistic force, to rule you. Yeah?
Suppose.
Yeah? Okay, good luck.
Thanks. I'm Karina from Moscow. I have a question about the workshop. According to the rules of the workshops, what the friend is saying is the words of God. We need to listen to him. And here, there's this interesting moment. Because I'm looking at you, I need to listen to your question, and I don't know how to work with it. Basically, I need to listen to what has been said in the group and work with that. We ourselves have to advance and not ask you to lift us with your hands, but I look at you as a greater authority.
No, I'm saying, look, pay attention. You're sitting like 10 people, I asked a question, or I told you something short, and then I ask you to talk about it, or to discuss it, or to answer a question. And then later, sometimes, and sometimes not, I say, here's the answer. That answer is not one unequivocal answer. There are a number of answers. Kabbalah is an integral, analog, whole, perfect system that includes our world and every possible form of relationship within that system. So putting it in a sentence, in one simple equation, is impossible. In every such equation, there is a beginning, middle, end. There's a connection between the beginning and the end, and the connection in the middle between all the pieces. It's impossible, because if the system is a global system that includes all the components of creation. So you have to have some sort of a saying that will begin and end and include the entire system. You can't build such a thing. It does exist, by the way, but for us it still doesn't mean anything, because the system is hidden to us. Why am I telling you all of this? Because there are many answers for a single question. That's one. And two, it doesn't matter to me what the friend says. The sentence that he says is actually, whatever he says, I should take it and accept it as absolute truth. What does it mean, absolute truth? What does it mean that it's correct? It could be incorrect, but in that moment, I have to cling to him, to adhere to him. In that moment, he speaks and I nullify myself. What is truth and what is not truth? Today in my mind it seems truth and tomorrow it will seem false. So what? So I take it as a given. That's it. This is absolute truth and I connect to it. In exchange for that, I connect. And as I said again, you can take it as an evidence, or you can see, even from me, you can see a different answer in a different context or at a different time. It's like that because the system is a general system, and it always depends on the angle from which you shine on it. And that lets you see different relationships between the same elements. And that's just how it is. There are articles about this. If you'll remind me at some point, I'll find them for you.
I'm Oleg from Moscow. Well, first of all, thank you for what you're doing for us. Thank you from all of us. Now to the question. Inside the groups, to the extent they grow and develop, there are also some materialistic problems, like in Israel with the building. We in Moscow were facing the same problem. How should a group work with such problems?
I'll tell you this. In truth, if not for this huge system that we have in Israel, things would be simpler. I don't know how it is for you, but for us, it's all those huge things, the internet, the studio, the broadcasts, and so on and so forth, meaning it's a very big system. And I remember this nostalgia, this pleasant memory when we were a small group. Not that small, actually, maybe 60 people? Maybe 60, I don't, perhaps. So we had a small house, even with a backyard. Itzik is smiling, he remembers it. And things were quiet, everything was nice and calm. You can't imagine really how intimate it was. People came together, they studied in the morning, in the night, they didn't think about anything else. Until your representative came and ruined everything. And now we have to buy a huge house, because today, in order to contain all the means and services that we have, we need almost 2,000 square feet. And it's impossible to run away from it. We don't have the place to seat people. The translations also come from Israel and so on. It's really, unfortunately, still everything is coming from Israel. If other groups could take it upon themselves. By the way, the Moscow group does take a lot of work upon themselves. Things like publishing books and so on. And I would really want this to happen that way. I would like all of you to be independent and connected. So how to solve this, I don't know. I'll tell you this. If not for the internet and the studio and so on, then it wouldn't matter that much to have this new place. But the issue is that in order to establish the studio itself to film and the broadcast and all the technology and the broadcast and the signal, that optical thing for broadcasting to TV directly and so on, and in short, all of those things, all the post-production that we do, and everything that you use, and files you get from us, is already after post-production and so on. So it takes a huge investment in order to establish all of that. So if we move now, as a minimum, it'll take us $500,000 only in order to reestablish all of this. And all of this is with experts that we have. That And it's because of that. Otherwise, we wouldn't buy it. We would maybe rent again for 10 or 15 years like we did now. But we can't repeat it because the move from place to place, in 10 years, what you pay for the rent, you basically pay it back after when you buy it.
I'm sorry, my question is from the side of the group's work. Is there a connection to these problems and the connection between the friends?
I don't know. I think that in the Moscow group, we don't have these specific problems. The Moscow group helps us a lot. Without the help from the Moscow group, we wouldn't make it. We would go bankrupt. So maybe it's time to turn it upside down. Maybe we need to help you. We'll talk about this later.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm from Moscow. This is the thing. There are two friends in the group. One of them disseminated on the internet and mingled with the external desires and was contaminated with them. There were also moments where he didn't want to overcome the hatred in the group and he left. And the other friend, he is holding his hand with his thought. He's supporting him, and he feels that all those viruses and desires contaminate him as well. But he cannot let go of this other person because he...
Leave?
What should he do?
Leave what?
Leave where? Leave the group?
What's more important? If a person has an infection... So, should you cut off his leg or not? If you don't do it, it'll move on to the whole body. The doctor said you have to cut it, so cut it.
Thank you.
You need to be very concerned about the health of the group and never allow some all kinds of lyrical feelings, heroic feelings. You're going towards the goal, yes, and you have to calculate all the time where you are. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and effort.
I'm Sasha from Moscow. A question about a prayer. One, I need to ask. Two, I need to ask precisely. And three, I need to ask for my friends. And fourth, I understood it this morning, I need to ask through being grateful to the Creator. Now I feel completely confused because I have this whole bunch of things I don't know what to do about.
Dear friend, all of this will work itself out and things will fall into place. You'll see that it's all one feeling. It's not all disconnected to pieces. Think about it a bit more. You'll see how it all connects to one. Every spiritual attainment is made up of two opposite qualities. That's why we always have confusion. This, yes, no, it works like that. No, it doesn't. And you can't combine both of them together until the connection between the will to bestow and the will to receive will happen in you. Then everything calms down and falls into place. The solution is always in the screen. So think about it. Think about this contradiction all the time, and eventually it will connect.
I simply don't understand where should I advance to now.
Only towards connecting with the friends. And as you go through these contradictions, think about them. And work on the connection with the friends internally. If we would continue these workshops, you would solve these problems very quickly. And this is how you can solve it with the friends. Only within them. The center of the group is where all the world's problems become fixed. Anything else?
I have a question about yesterday's lesson. Yesterday I heard Well, you said that the good, strong group can solve any problem from within it. Now, how can the group can and should behave in the case of a physical death? Well, you said anything except for physical death.
I wouldn't say except.
But if there's a danger of physical death, then we protect that person. But if this person was condemned to a spiritual death due to his separation from the group, what can the group do? Can it solve that problem?
This is a matter of freedom of will. You can approach him, you can awaken him a bit, you can, you know, give him some, slap him a little bit. Yeah, seriously, I'm saying seriously, shake him up a little bit. Yeah, you have the privilege to do this, so, based on the friendship you had before. You have to give some opportunity, you know, for the sake of the past. But if you see that it's useless, stop.
To let go?
Let go. Time will do its part. Maybe not even in this life cycle. Next time, he'll come and finish.
Okay, so when we are forcing a person, then we kill the child in him. But what about the wife of this person? It's a disaster. What will she do? She's in the group.
You can work on him through his wife.
Who should influence him through the group?
The group should do the work. Is she in the group or not?
Yes, she is. So if we influence her, it's not a coercion, we're not forcing him to?
No, through her you can influence the husband. It's not a problem. Usually the husbands are such that they come back.
The thing is that in such a state, a person, especially if his wife, she demonstrates the importance of the goal for him, then he has this syndrome of isolation, of being resentful.
So she needs to learn how to ask more cunningly, more smartly. Dear, you can keep asking questions now endlessly, but the group has to learn how to do it.
So the group has the right to interfere?
Yeah, the woman can do everything, yes.
Friends, I address all of you. We all feel now whoever feels that he doesn't have any strength left, I pray, please come, all of you, help, all of you. Help us to know he of you who still knows. Come to me and help.
We'll help. Please. Let's think about him.
I would have liked to thank you for your honesty in your answers for all the questions and for your patience, for your endless patience.
If you knew me for real, you know, there's only the importance of the goal. I am a very impatient person. I have a horrible personality. I'm telling you, not just to look pretty. You can find out about this through people who know me better. I don't smile. I'm always arguing and fighting with anyone. I have no patience at all. And I'm just giving this as an example. Because when you have the importance of the goal, you become something else. I no longer know myself even. Soft and full of patience and willing to repeat everything day and day again and again. It's only the importance of the goal. Bhāraswaram writes about this as well. There's nothing but that. Thank you. And you have a question too?
Yes, tell me please. In your case, personally, you have a group. I don't mean your students, those you teach the qualities of the light. Rather, I mean if you have a need for a group.
I do have a group. These are the people, no longer people, with which I'm in contact. And I very, very much want that some of my students will also become that group, join my group. And I very much hope that it will happen.
Didn't even mean to hear that. Thought about something else. Now, inside this group, you attain the connection easily inside your group.
Very difficult. It's very difficult. The more a person advances, the tougher it becomes. Because the volume of the things that are sometimes unclear, unrecognizable, the new external forms could be that you have to start dealing with. You understand, we're still not born in the spiritual world, so can you imagine yourself what's a little boy compared to someone who's 15 and 20 year old, you know? So you always grow. But actually, in accordance with that, when you balance out these problems and find the harmony in them, the Creator, then the attainment also is higher. The feeling is the consciousness of everything, awareness of the whole of humanity and the entire system. It's all according to the effort, so is the reward.
Hello. First, I would like to thank everyone for being part of this whole thing. Well, I have two questions about the previous workshop. The thing is that I'm not a leader in my group. I'm not an usher. When there is a discussion, I feel that the friends, they walk aside from the right direction. And I can bring them back to course if I say something, but it will be against the general opinion. What should I do? Lower my head or say something?
No. You can express whatever you think is right. You don't correct the others and set the align the others. That's what the moderator is for. But sure, you can express your opinion, yeah.
Now, to my second question. In the last workshop, I felt that if all of a sudden, if something happened in the group, something which I didn't like, then I immediately begin to be grateful for the Creator for sending it to us. Then all of a sudden I feel...
Please, faster, and we don't have time, so I don't understand the question. What's the question?
do I operate correctly? Is it the right thing to do that immediately after I disagree with something during the discussion?
It doesn't matter. In general, it's just it's incorrect to disagree with the discussion.
The question is, should I be grateful and praise the Lord for disagreeing with someone?
No, you haven't done anything by that. What are you thanking for? Just for your ego that doesn't agree with others?
For understanding that this is my ego resisting now.
If it is for the what we call the recognition of evil, then yes.
I'm Olga from Dnipropetrovsk. I'm a student of Mark Online. A question about the workshop. Which state do we have to reach during the workshop? A desire where we want to unite but can't, or we do succeed? If we do succeed, feel that we do succeed, is it an illusion because we're incapable of connecting?
No, we are going towards unity. If we haven't united, we wouldn't understand the new things at all. We wouldn't make new discernments. Of course we are creating unity. We haven't yet reached the threshold of the spiritual world. But there's nothing to talk about here, of course. There is common opinions here, common views, common understanding. You experienced something together. You tasted the same source. You came to very similar questions and answers, and although many different things happened, you went through a process of unity here. Dear ones, I would like to say goodbye. I hope that the next convention will be, well, as soon as possible. This was a wonderful place and a wonderful organization. We should really thank all of the organizers, everyone who engaged in that. And seriously, I think this is just... Certainly, the Creator was working through them. And everything happened really, really wonderfully. Your participation was so devoted and unprecedented. And the moment you want it again, I'll be the first one to fly in. And now I'm staying for the Yeshivat Chavarim. And one more thing, still. Think about how not to become, how not to separate. I will happily join you. If you are together and you want to decide something, amen. Thank you.